Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths and I'm one of the journalists in Manx Radio's newsroom and you're listening to Newscast.
This is Rod Gilbert coming to the Isle of Man.
Is this going to be your first time to the Isle of Man?
No, no. I've done it. I think I've done every tour, actually. I seem to remember, somebody will point out that's wrong. I didn't actually come in 2012 on the such and such tour. But I think I've pretty much been every time.
So what is it about the Isle of Man that keeps bringing you back?
Well, it's weird. it's always a weird energy. I think halfway through a tour, I mean, I'm on a 150-day tour. So when you're in the middle of a 150-day tour, you need something to spice things up a bit and keep you on your toes. And the Isle of Man is always a slightly odd energy, I find. So it will shake things up a bit and keep me on my toes.
Do you have to do lots of research before you go to places when you do a gig there and try and get a bit of a lay of the land before you speak to the audiences?
No, I don't really. I just, on the way from the airport, I'll have a little look. I'll have a little look out the window. So that's a few things. But I've been there so many times now. I mean, I love it. It's a great place, but it's a slightly different energy. There's no doubt that when you come over from the mainland, kind of thing, you know, it does have a slightly different energy because you're not quite as certain of things, are you? I suppose, you know, when I go around the most of the places in the UK, you kind of know what's what. You come to somewhere like the Isle of Man and it's just a slightly different vibe, something slightly different in the water, and I find that quite exciting. I think it's just the best way I can put it is it's just something slightly different in the water and I don't know what it is.
So, well, hopefully then it's a good energy that you're going to get from the crowds this week. So it's Wednesday you're here, isn't it? And talking about the tour, this is your first one since getting the all clear from your cancer diagnosis. So I suppose, firstly, how are you? Are you okay? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Good.
I feel really good, weirdly. And that's kind of partly what this show is about, is to try and normalise cancer, talk about it, open it up a bit, share experiences, and hopefully give people a bit of hope as well when they see me sort of springing around on stage like a maniac, back to exactly what I was really a few years ago. Hopefully that gives people a bit of hope, people who might be going through it or have just come through it. Then, because it certainly works for me. I'm applying the same rules as I do to, basically, when I meet people who are further down the line than me and they're looking good, feeling good, sounding good, and say they're feeling really well, that gives me a real lift. So I'm hoping I can do that for other people.
Because do you find that sometimes people don't know how to broach the topic, they don't know how to talk about it, they don't know whether they should, and there is a little bit of, I suppose, awkwardness in some ways with people just not knowing how you feel about it and wanting to be there for you in that sense?
Yeah, it's better than it was, isn't it? It's not the big C anymore. It's not this thing that we can't even say its name, you know, but it is still a little bit of looking at your feet and shuffling your feet and not quite knowing... what to say to people. It is still a difficult conversation, I think. So, you know, what I'm trying to do on stage is by having a real laugh about it. You know, I mean, this is a show about my cancer, but my first thing about this show is it had to be as funny as anything I've ever done. So I've got to make cancer somehow as funny as, well, if you know my stuff, baked potatoes or toothbrushes or luggage or duvets, tog ratings. I had to turn cancer into that. And that was the challenge for me. And that's what I hope I've done.
That was one of my questions, was how hard is it to make cancer funny?
Well, not hard is the answer. Not hard when it's your own experiences. There's lots of humour in there and you have to... Well, you don't have to have a sense of humour. Some people might not have a sense of humour around it. But for me, it was really important. And talking to lots of other people and seeing cancer patients in my audience and their families laughing at stuff, I'm not the only one. So I think humour is a really good way of dealing with stuff. It's a really good way of talking about stuff. It's a sort of safe space to talk about stuff. So I didn't find it difficult at all. There's loads of funny stuff. I was constipated for 3 weeks. It lends itself to comedy, some of this stuff. Some of this stuff is naturally pretty funny and it's not hard to make it funny if you sit down for 5 minutes and think about it. But, you know, it is a big subject and I want people to take it in the spirit it's given, which is trying to find humour that gets us through difficult situations, you know?
So in some ways, have you found it cathartic almost, being able to not only write this show, but then go out and tour it?
Hugely, hugely cathartic. I didn't know what to expect when I wrote it. It was just a thing that came naturally to me as a stand-up, was to process this, what's happened to me, and try and make it funny. I didn't know quite what to expect. The reaction has been remarkable, really, just amazing. And every night I've got cancer patients shouting out stuff to me, laughing about their own cancers. And I've got people waiting after the show to talk about their cancer. And I didn't expect that necessarily, you know, and it's become my life in a way, you know, in a good way. I was a patron of a cancer hospital when I got cancer. And now I feel like I'm sort of an ambassador for cancer, really. I just spend my life doing it and talking about it and trying to help. And it's great. It's been hugely cathartic, hugely useful to me. And I feel like I've found a little bit of a purpose, you know.
And it sounds like as well then, not only cathartic for yourself, but also for anyone who's been through that, experienced it themselves, had a loved one experience it, cathartic for them to have somebody talking about it in a really honest and funny way.
From what I can gather from the emails that are pouring in to my agent about the show, from people who have seen the show, and, you know, people saying that, oh, they haven't laughed about their cancer since they had it 2 years. It's the first time they've laughed, or it's the first time they understood what their husband went through a couple of years ago, and they were laughing about it with their husband, that kind of stuff. And it's really moving. It's really humbling. And it's, you know, it's kind of... In the old days, I would do comedy about a tog rating system and people would say, oh, that was funny, or it wasn't funny. And that was it, you know. And now it's so moving and humbling, the responses I'm getting from people, and it feels really nice, you know.
And there are still a limited number of tickets available for the show on Wednesday. So what are you really hoping that the audience are going to be able to get out of the show and to be able to, yeah, to enjoy?
Well, I mean, it's a like I said, it's a comedy show. It has to stand alongside all the comedy shows I've done in the past. What I didn't want this to be was suddenly a really serious show. It has to be as funny as anything I've ever done. I want people to come out there with their sides hurting, their jaws aching, tears running down their face of laughter. That's what I want. If they've maybe learnt a bit about cancer, or thought a bit about cancer, or it's helped with them with their cancer, or their loved one's cancer, or a friend's cancer, then great. But primarily, they're going to come out of there, hopefully, having laughed their socks off.
And you've mentioned it a few times. It would be completely remiss of me if I didn't ask you, what tog is your DFA at the moment?
Oh, I'm an expert now. I tell you what, I'm an expert. I'm currently using a 13.5 duvet split into a 10 and split into two. One section is a 10, one section is a 3.5. And I'm currently using the 3.5, which is the summer element of the duvet.
I was going to say 13.5 is quite high for this time of year. Oh, so, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm glad that makes sense. Honestly, I tell you, for years I struggled with the tog rating system, but I am all over it now. I'm looking forward to drinking that slightly weird Isle of Man water that everyone's on.
Well, we'll have a pint of it waiting for you.
I'll get a pint of slightly weird Isle of Man drinking water for me ready. I'll have one on stage throughout the show.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.